As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Moon Day, Monday, December the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, hard facts that as well, and workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast with for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Thank you for the outpouring of email. Always love to get it over the weekend. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 1610 AM Lompoc, California. And AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Everybody's freezing cold this morning. But thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast. 841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. All of our archives are carefully stashed away for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Precious metals this morning traverse a narrow band. Profit-taking, bargain-hunting, and safe-haven buying. Yep, that's in the news. Treasuries, mortgage rates, crude climb as the U.S. dollar declines. We'll go there as well. UN COP 16 canned the con. Yeah, glad to hear that. Rothschild, King Coal in a green world market. We'll talk about that as well. Interstate commerce, the main focus of the broadcast, the Commerce Clause, Gustavus Myers, muckraker and truth teller. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go back into this market report for this morning. December the 13th, 2010, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $11.40 at $1,397.20 an ounce. Silver up 91 cents at $29.59 a troy ounce. Platinum up 19 bucks at $1,698. And palladium up $27 at $760 an ounce. Good news for the platinum and palladium buyers. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, relatively narrow band, 1385.30. For a low, 1399.20 as we scratch on the doorway of $1,400 gold once again. But at 1397.20, your gold is up $282.10 year to year for a 25.30% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning ran up their little flags, dung their bell, and set the price of gold at $1,388.25, and it went straight up from there. Right there.
Thank you. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, December the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Back to our marker report to close it out and review one more time, $13.97.20 for gold, up $11.40 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Good news for the gold bulls. Silver up 91 cents at $29.59. Platinum up $19 at $16.98, and palladium up $27 at $760 a troy ounce. Wow. SBDR gold shares overnight, actually over the weekend, paired off 3.95 metric tons, profit taking, as many did. They're holding $57.0 billion in their treasure chest this morning, at least according to them. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 40 at 11,410. The NASDAQ closed up 21 at 2638. The S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1240. The crude oil this morning, a huge jump again in crude oil as it continues to skyrocket upward and upward, lining the pockets of the OPEC traders and impoverishing the poppers, up $1.53. At $89.32 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the ICE.com, the USDX, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies, pairs off 21 basis points and exchange is at 79.90. Of course, that impacts the rest of the Forex markets, the foreign exchange rates this morning, where we find the Canadian loonie up 64 basis points against the U.S. dollar, exchanging at 99 cents. The Mexican peso up 59 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 54 basis points at $1.33. The British pound off 34 basis points. Too bad for City of London, right? At $1.58, and that Swiss franc, that Nova little Swiss franc, standing there proud, up 54 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.03 U.S. The bond market this morning continuing the escalation of the interest rates on the bonds, just in time for Benjamin Shalom Bernanke to rush in and buy them through Goldman Sachs at an even greater cost to us, the people. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year is at 0.64%, the 10-year is at 3.34%, and the 30 at 4.43%. I'm sure Goldman Sachs is going to love to sell some bonds to the Fed. Anyway, the mortgage rates this morning, of course, are impacted by any increase in the bond yields. We're looking at the 15-year mortgage moving up from 3.79% a month ago to 4.24% this morning, perhaps closing the door for you and others to take out a mortgage, a 15-year mortgage, a fixed-rate mortgage. A 30-year this morning moves up from 4.39% to 4.90% as it closes in on that 5% mortgage rate coming up in probably a New York minute. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is 47.22 ounces of silver, and it gets you 1 ounce of gold. The economic calendar rather quiet this morning. The 4-week bill announcement will be out at 11, three-month bill auction at 11:30, and the 6-month auction also at 11:30 this morning Eastern time. Tomorrow, the ICS Goldman store sales will be out, the producer price index, the retail sales red book, and more. The FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting announcement will be out at 2:15. We'll miss it for tomorrow, but we'll talk about it on Wednesday. Wednesday coming out, we'll have the Consumer Price Index, Empire State Manufacturing Survey, Industrial Productions, and so on and so forth. Thursday, the big day again, housing starts, jobless claims, current account deficits, blah, 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 blah. Big day on Thursday. So we'll find out more about that. Let's go to this article right here. Off the commodity online, the SPDR Gold Trust lures retail investors. All right? New news here. New York Commodity Online, as precious metals lead the commodities boom rally, there's a gold story that needs to be told about the lure for the yellow metal by retail investors. Now, look, be very careful. As I've shared with you many times before, I'm the first person to ever put this stuff out on the radio, and I hope that it's paid off for you. But the SPDR Gold Shares and all of these exchange-traded funds is a place for you to be very, very, very careful. To be very, very quiet. We're hunting rabbits. Want to be very careful, all right? They're a symbol, and symbolism does mean something, is a spider. And the spider is on the corner of the web. And they have an expiration date of 11/11/11. So just be very careful. But listen to the article. Nevertheless, as precious metals lead the commodities boom rally, there is a gold story that needs to be told about the lure for the yellow metal by retail investors. There's a lot of people out there that just look at the internet and hear about all this stuff, you know, and they don't have the sound counsel of many people that have been in the market for a long time, and they listen to the television set, and they go out there and they put their money at great risk. My recommendation has always been to take physical possession. You want the noble metal in your pocket. You want it someplace where you can reach it and touch it, not leaving it in somebody else's treasure chest. That's how the Rothschilds got rich originally. Till now, the public perception about retail investors in precious metals is that they are just major buyers of physical gold and silver. But the fact is that retail investors are the movers and shakers of gold's ETFs globally. Investment in the SPDR Gold Trust, the world's largest exchange-traded fund, and this is how it was originally put out, was the SPDR Gold Trust. You know, you go and put that in your browser and try and get the SPDR Gold Trust to come up for you. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to find the back door. It'll always redirect you to SPDR Gold Shares. But that Gold Trust is the website where you'd actually be able to find the prospectus. And if you do find their prospectus, take the time and glance down through it. Read it. Find out a little bit about what's going on here. You're buying a little basket of gold, but you don't have your physical possession there. In order to get it, you'll have to jump through hoops, pay a lot of money. According to a recent study by the Apex Gold Body, they call it the Apex Gold Body, this would be the World Gold Council, the WGC, you're going to find that the Rothschilds are in the background all over this. All right? Remember, retail investors make up an estimated 70% of the SPDR Gold Trust exchange-traded fund. WGC is one of the sponsors of the SPDR Gold Series, and so are the Rothschilds, by the way. The shares trade under the ticker symbol GLD. The Gold Trust ETF is the second largest ETF of any kind. It's an exchange-traded fund. All right, this is nanosecond trading. Be careful. The Gold Trust ETF is the second largest ETF of any kind, with over $56 billion under management, with only the SPDR S&P 500 ETF, the SPY, bigger at around $77 billion. The next largest is iShares Gold Trust at $4 billion under management. A share in the SPDR Gold Trust represents one-tenth of an ounce, a tenth ounce of gold, while the iShares is one one-hundredth, all right? One-tenth of an ounce, all right? If you were to go out this morning and buy a one-tenth ounce gold coin, it would be at bullion prices, it would be $140, basically. But you're not going to be able to get it in your mailbox for anywhere near that kind of money. All right, 10th ounce. That's fractional gold, always costs you more. There's a greater premium on them. Nevertheless, that's what they have, they claim to have, in this SPDR Gold Trust. You buy one-tenth ounces of gold at a time for about $150 a pop. Anyway, we'll be right back. Steve.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, back to this article off the Commodity Online. According to Jason Toussaint, or Toussaint, the managing director, U.S. and investment for the World Gold Council, big investors like John Paulson. I remember John Paulson. We reported on him a long time ago. He was one of the first that really took his big money out of the SPDR gold shares, took it in physical. All right. That caused a real trouble to them all. But apparently he's back in again. Or George Soros. Are absolutely in the SPDR gold shares, okay? So the GLD. So you need to be very careful with those guys that are in there. George Soros is not your pal. John Paulson isn't either. John Paulson was in principle in this whole credit default thing, you know? The derivatives bubble. Look up John Paulson. That's BlackRock, I believe. Or it could be Blackstone. Either way, you can. Here's the quote. You can look at the 13F filings, all right? And see, Paulson is the number one holder. Now, over the weekend, I made a query to Vicki Davis as to how one can find out who are the top holders of some of these banks, etc. And she suggested that I look at the SEC for various filings, all right, and go from there. Well, obviously here now, this fellow, here's a clue to you, Jason Toussaint, Managing Director, U.S. and Investment for World Gold Council. He says that, quote, you can look at the 13F filing. Now, you don't get the SEC in that, but you need to plug it in there. It could have said, or would have said, or perhaps should have said, that you can look at the SEC 13F filing. So we'll go there in a moment. But anyway, continuing, and see that Paulson is the number one holder, the largest single holder. But there's a vast retail investment base in the GLD. Not every investor is going to show up in the 13S. 60-70% of the wholesale holdings are retail investors, so lots of small hands in there too. But there's big hands and big money, and the Rothschilds are involved in this GLD, so be very careful. SPDR Gold Shares offers investors an innovative, relatively cost-efficient, and secure, could question that, way to access the gold market. Originally listed on the New York Stock Exchange in November of 2004, just about when I started hearing about it, and traded on the New York Stock Exchange, ARCA, since December the 13th of 2007. It was definitely on my radar screen then, started to report on it. SPDR Gold Shares has been one of the fastest growing ETFs in the U.S. SPDR Gold Shares now trade on the Singapore Stock Exchange, as well as the Tokyo Stock Exchange and the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong. All right? Big stuff in all of this. Now we're going to jump over here and pick up just a little news. This came out of Cancun. Climate deal decades away as a dysfunctional U.S. delays the cap. Yippee, skippy do. Delegates at the United Nations climate talk stayed up two nights in a row last week. I wonder if they were doing cocaine and enjoying the hooers. Anyway, two nights in a row last week to agree on a proposal to slow global warming. Next year's negotiations may be even tougher. The plan approved on December the 11th creates a climate fund to channel as much as $100 billion a year in aid to developing nations by 2020. Remember that China and Russia are developing nations. It protects forests and outlines methods to verify cuts in fossil fuel emissions. No new targets for curbing greenhouse gases were set, and debate on the future of the Kyoto Protocol, which limits emissions by developed countries until 2012, was put off until the next meeting in Durban, South Africa, in December of 2011. They always meet in December, right when the snow is flying, and they want to talk about global warming. This time they're going to be in South Africa. I'm sure they'll be nice and toasty warm there. Well, anyway, Wall Street, up to their eyeballs in greed and corruption, never stops. Wall Street sees record revenue in recovery from the bailout. This by Michael Moore, December 12th. New news from Bloomberg. Wall Street's biggest banks rebounding after a government bailout are set to complete their best 2 years in investment banking and trading, buoyed by the 2010 results, likely to be the second highest ever. All right? They're doing just ducky while you're schlepping along in the gutter. the five largest U.S. firms by investment banking and trading revenue, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., J.P. Morgan, and Chase you down the road crying, Bank of America, hardly American there, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley, there's your top five, will likely have a better fourth quarter than the previous two periods, driven by equity underwriting and higher volume in stock and bond trading, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Even if this quarter only matches the third, the bank's revenues will top that of any year except 2009. The surge has come after the five banks took a combined $135 billion from the Treasury Department's Troubled Asset Relief Program and borrowed billions more from the Federal Reserve's Emergency Lending Facility in the late 2008, early 2009, following the collapse of Lehman Brothers Holding, Inc. Since then, the firms have benefited from low interest rates and the Fed's purchase of fixed income securities. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that just ducky? Let's go down here and see what else we got in that news basket. Kind of having a real trouble with the Bloomberg website. It doesn't want to load properly, so I have to kind of go around backdooring things in here. This is the one I was looking for, Shadow Lenders. Shadow Lenders is the title of the article right off the Bloomberg website. James Sterngold and Donald Griffin and Jody Shen collaboratively writing for Bloomberg as it scrolls and jumps all over the place. All right. December the 12th, the Federal Reserve gave more support to the world's biggest financial companies, including Barclays PLC, can you say Rothschild, Citigroup Inc., and Royal Bank of Scotland PLC, than the direct loans it disclosed this month in response to congressional mandates. All right, so everybody heard all about it, jumped up on the Federal Reserve website, went down through the Excel charts, looked at all of the money that was given away to everybody, and whoops, I guess the Federal Reserve didn't disclose this. That's because about $140 billion, or 20% of the Fed's commercial paper funding facility, went to affiliates of four firms that provided financing to banks and other companies. That would be Hudson Castle, BSN Holdings, Liberty Hampshire, and the North Cross Central Bank. Data shows banks around the world benefited. The affiliates were known as conduits, part of what a Fed report in July called the quote-unquote shadow banking system. All right, we've heard about the shadow government, FEMA. Might as well say Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. Might as well just say the City of London, be really precise about it. But anyway, we've heard about the shadow government. Well, how about the shadow banking system that removed assets from companies' balance sheets and turned toxic debt into top-rated securities? Clever little scheme. At least a dozen banks had promised to provide conduit financing or other supports in an emergency, reports by Standard & Poor's show. Some also tapped the conduits for loans, according to people with direct knowledge of the firm's dealings. I don't know, will Michael Bloomberg run for president? There's kind of word on the street that he's considering it. The shadow banking system contributed significantly to asset bubbles in residential and commercial real estate markets prior to the financial crisis. By obscuring risk, the Fed itself said in a study, the Fed's disclosure on December the 1st didn't identify borrowers from the four conduits, and the funds were repaid. And there's a lot more to it, repaid in full, blah, blah, blah. All right, spokesman for New York-based Citigroup, London's Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland, or RBS, based in Edinburgh, wouldn't say whether their firms borrowed money from conduits that topped the commercial paper facility. Representatives of the conduits either declined to comment or didn't respond to messages. Let's get another one out of here. Kind of have to, like I said, just go around and unlock little keys and drop all over the place. Here we go. See what I got. Another one right here. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke in the news this morning. Good old Benny. Benny, stocks rally with Bernanke bond buying and data showing the QE2 is buoying up the Standard & Poor 500. All right. Carolyn Salinas, or Salas, and Jeff Kearns writing for Bloomberg. Keith Embry dumped bonds and bought stocks when the Federal Reserve announced its plan on November the 3rd to buy $600 billion of treasuries. We'll find out about that right after this.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so what's going down in the stock market here is the rationale is that the people are trying to benefit from anticipated market days market gains on the days of the Fed purchases. All right, this is an important article insofar as making money is concerned off of we the people. We're going to talk about that today. And over the course of this week, I've got a lot of material laid out. I want to go a lot of places this week, places we haven't been in the past. The chief economist investment strategist at FAF Advisors, Inc. may be on to something. Most of the 47% stock rally during the past 2 years came on days when the Fed pumped money into markets through bond buying, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. All right. So where does the Fed get money when they bond buy? They go to Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs knows they're coming. And so they can front run the trades for the Fed. And they can make a gob and a bunch of money doing that. All right? That's what the Goldman Sachs does. Make a lot of money. They make it off of you and me and their investors. All right? You know, long history of this. Quote, "We took action," said Hembre, who helps manage more than $86 billion at the unit of U.S. Bancorp in Minneapolis. The primary benefit of quantitative easing ends up supporting the price of riskier assets, not necessarily that of treasuries. The data may bolster Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke's assertion that his asset purchases are inducing investors to buy higher-yielding securities even though the central bank's dollars don't go directly into the stock market. Fed officials are counting on the second round of quantitative easing to jumpstart an economy that's plagued by too low inflation and an unemployment rate near 10%. Of course, if they're just buying and selling stocks and all of the brokers that are skimming off their brokerage fees on that, you know, and all of the transaction fees and all of that, is it really helping anybody but Wall Street? I question whether it is or whether it's not. Let me close a couple of these dudes out. Getting too many of those things that just seem to spin like pinwheels there. With that having been said, let's go into something else now before I should jump over here and go into this. I'd like to just ask anybody, and there could be plenty of people in the chat room, but anybody, what is the largest bank on the planet? Anybody know? What is the largest, say, what's the name of the largest bank in the world by profit and market capitalization? Anybody? Anybody got their hand up out there in the audience? Well, this is off of Wikipedia. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. The ICBC, the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China Limited, the ICBC, is the largest bank in the world by profit and market capitalization. It is one of China's big four state-owned commercial banks, the other three being the Bank of China, the Agricultural Bank of China, and the China Construction Bank. The ICBC was founded as a limited company on January the 1st of 1984. As of 2009, it had assets of 11 trillion renminbis, or 1.6 trillion U.S., with over 18,000 outlets, including 106 overseas branches and agents globally. The bank's Hong Kong operations are listed under the name of ICBC Asia, which is how I found it, searching around and digging into the Rothschilds. Yeah, they're behind it as well. The ICBC Asia, and has purchased the Hong Kong subsidiary of Fortis Bank and rebranded it under its own name on the 10th of October 2005. World's largest IPO. The ICBC was simultaneously listed on both the Hong Kong Stock Exchange and the Shanghai Stock Exchange on 27th October of 2006. It was the world's largest initial public offering at that time, valued at $21.9 billion U.S., surpassing the previous record of $18.4 billion IPO by Japan's NTT Docomo in 1998. AgBank broke the ICBC's IPO record when it raised $22.1 billion. China's largest commercial bank was also the first company to debut simultaneously on both the Hong Kong and the Shanghai Stock Exchanges. Then it continues. You can find all of that up on the Wikipedia website. Do a browse, a search for ICBC or the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. Okay. Now, there's lots of stuff that you can do looking around, but I think there's little that you could do more profitably than going to http://www.rothschilds.com. Show of hand for everybody that goes and visits the Rothschilds website. I do try to get there at least once a week. But here's what it says. Welcome to Rothschild. Rothschild has been at the center of the world's financial markets for over 200 years. Today, it provides investment banking, corporate banking, and private banking and trust services to governments, corporations, and individuals worldwide. Now, all three of those are hot links. So you've got an investment banking section or page, corporate banking, and private banking and trust. Continuing, it is organized globally so that, who do you think the globalists are? It's organized globally so that its clients can obtain the advice and services they require wherever it suits them. They'll through 49 offices in 36 countries. I guess they don't have as many offices in countries as many as we have military bases, but they're coming up there. From the Americas through Europe to Australia, clients can access Rothschild's ideas and expertise. It ranks among the world's largest privately owned banks. Rothschild is committed to the pursuit of excellence and for this reason concentrates on sectors and markets in which it can excel, where the bank rates with the very best. Its influence and regulation flow from the quality of its people and the standing of its clients. Key word there. This combined with a culture that values pragmatic innovation. Pragmatic, think legal positivism there. Think about formalism there. Pragmatism, John Dewey, that values pragmatic innovation, integrity, and intellectual rigor above all else. Morals didn't figure into their list, has resulted in a reputation for groundbreaking ideas that are practical as well as imaginative. And then there's much more. But if you go in and just follow through and look at your Dow Jones and company stockholders approve acquisition by News Corporation, you'll find that the Rothschilds are there. Jump over here to Partners and Alliances, Rothschilds in there. Jump over here, biographies, and there. And go over here. I found this rather interesting. The SPDR, talking about that this morning. The SPDR, Barclays Capital International Treasury Bond ETF, is to provide investment results that, before fees and expenses, correspond generally to the price and yield performance of the Barclays Capital Global Treasury XUS Capped Index. And then it goes and gives you the ticker, all right? Well, Barclays happens to be a Rothschild enterprise. So SPDR, Barclays Capital International, you'll find them in there. Of course, there are others, too. Every time you go up to the Kitco website and click on that and look around, you'll find that State Street is in the background. So let's find out a little bit about State Street. The World Gold Council, I thought we were talking about the SPDR GLD. The World Gold Council, World Gold Trust Services, a wholly owned subsidiary of the World Gold Council, partnered with State Street Global Advisors. Can you say Rothschild? The asset management business of State Street Corporation in the launch of the SPDR Gold Shares, the GLD. In its role as GLD's marketing partner, all right, we don't need to go any further. I can just tell you that this morning, they're holding $57 billion worth of gold, 1,289.83 metric tons. Keep your eyes peeled on that spider on the edge of the web, all right? It can, like in a nanosecond, clean out not only your savings if you happen to be in the GLD, but drastically impact gold. Bullion vault? In order to address unmet demand for a convenient and transparent gold investment, the World Gold Council and a growth capital fund backed by the RIT Capital Partners, PLC, the FTSE, that's the FTSE listed investment, in which Jacob Rothschild and family are substantial investors under Augmentum, invested in Bullion Vault in June of 2010. So if you're going after Bullion Vault, you're not looking for any improvement there. You've got the Augmentum, you've got the FTSE, they run the FTSE anyway. Anyway, through this partnership, we aim to further the development of online physical gold investment market and to ensure convenient, secure, and transparent, cost-effective access to the gold investments, blah, 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 okay? The ICBC, curious, isn't it, under the World Gold Council website? The ICBC. China is one of our most important strategic markets. A function of its status as a leading country in gold production and consumption, on April 1, 2010, the World Gold Council and the ICBC signed a memorandum of understanding, blah, blah, blah. As the world turns, so does my stomach.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Now, I've got a couple of articles that I printed out and I've been saving in a file just for this sort of a discussion, but I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. I encourage you to do the same. This was a November the 17th article off of Bloomberg. Rothschild heir joins Indonesian billionaire to mine coal boom. All right? Rothschild heir joins Indonesian billionaire to mine the coal boom. Talking all about green energy these days, aren't we? Everything's green, clean, and screaming, right? And coal is so dirty, nasty. Why would the Rothschilds be interested in coal? And maybe they have an inside track here. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they're like BP. Maybe they're beyond petroleum. And maybe Rothschild's interests really lie beyond coal. Now, if you can drive the coal market up high enough and make it so oppressively stringent on we the people in rural America that our coal electric-powered electrical cooperatives are no longer able to function competitively, they'll be forced to turn to things like solar, right, and wind turbines, and I don't know, bicycles or something. I have no idea. But I'm watching what Rothschilds are doing here. Nate Rothschild, Nat, $3 billion deal to list Indonesia's largest coal miner in London, marries a centuries-old British banking dynasty and a family-owned commodity trader that started in Sumatra in 1942. Bakri Group, that's B-A-K-R-I-E, Bakri Group, a palm oil to property empire controlled by billionaire politician Azburzal Bakri and his brothers, and Rothschild announced plans yesterday to create a miner that will almost double production to 140 million metric tons of coal by 2013, as much as South Africa last year. Quote, this alliance with Rothschild gives them access to European financiers, bankers, investors, and markets as they want to double coal production, said the Jakarta-based Adrian Rusman, a director at broker PT Sukorinvest Central Ghani. Wow, wouldn't want to have to write that on my letterhead all the time. They just can't rely on Indonesian banks for borrowing. They must seek funding from outside Indonesia. So they go to the Rothschilds. See, this is the way it works. Bakri is the first major Indonesian business to tap the UK equity market. Seems that they're getting involved with the real estate market, tapping the equity market in the UK to support and underwrite this East Indian coal company, where miners make up about 23% of the benchmark index's market value. Equities, well, that's the stock market. Rothschild, whose ancestors Nathan helped bankroll Britain's war against Napoleonic France. You remember that, Waterloo, all right? Napoleon on one side, Wellington on the other, and the Rothschild leaning up against his favorite pole in the stock exchange in London, buying up all his shares there, sees coal as a bet on growth in China and India, which together burned more than half the world's supply of the fuel last year. So even though China is stepping right out there and getting ready to go, and not just getting ready, but building nuclear plants, they got 24 of them on the deck, I think, going into solar big time, going into the wind turbine business big time. You know, they've got a lot of need. They've got a lot of people. They also have huge, huge tracts of land. And it would be more intelligent for them when they're dealing with small villages to put a couple of wind turbines in the vicinity than it would be for them to try and build roads and run wire. All right? So I'm down with that. And that sounds like a smart use, good plan. All right? If they got the wind, use it. But, of course, you know, like the people in Iraq, they might have power for 3 hours today and 4 hours some other day. But, hell, they've never been able to use a Cuisinart in their life. Maybe they'd like to have a Sunbeam toaster from time to time. That wouldn't work in America. It won't work in an industrial area, but it would work if you happen to live in a, I don't know, a yurt, perhaps. Better a little electricity than none. But they're going to back it all up with their coal. All right? King Coal. So, Nat King Coal, going back into coal here. Nat, the king of coal, right? Nat Ray Rothschild, Nat King Coal. Well, all right. Anyway, Rothschild plays the strongest suit with coal mining deal. Now, this one's November the 1st. Interesting that they came out a month apart. And one of the most successful trades at Atticus Capital LP, where Nathaniel Rothschild was co-chairman, was an investment in U.S. mining company Phelps Dodge Corporation. The future fifth baron chairman was an investment. It was an investment in U.S. No, the future fifth baron Rothschild. There you go. Says he now plans to build one of the world's largest coal producers. And so we go back and we look at the European Coal and Steel Union. Mm-hmm. And now the Rothschilds are building a global coal and steel global coal producer. Anyway, I find it rather interesting. You might find it boring, but I find it rather interesting. Keep an eye on what the Rothschilds are doing. A member of the Rothschild lineage that helped bankroll black blah, 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 blah. There's no global coal company today, said Rothschild, who's only 39 years old, has an attractive wife. There's not a Barrick Gold in coal. All right, let me say it again. There's no global coal company today. There's not a Barrick Gold in coal. That's where the opportunity is. All right, so he's not an idiot. They've been making big money all along. All right, so he's going to put together a global coal company. It'd be Rothschild Global Coal Inc. or something like that. Rothschild, who likes to be called Nat, had been gnat flying around your head, had been searching for a natural resource acquisition since Valar PLC, the investment company he founded. So now you've got Valar PLC. Go back up and look at all these various banks and see where Valar PLC is holding. All right? Just jump over here in top 50 banks. You can go up to the United States Federal Reserve and go to the National Information Center, and they give you a list, if you're curious, of the top 50 banks that are holding Federal Reserve. Bank of America is at the top of the list, then J.P. Morgan and Chase, then Citigroup, then Wells Fargo, then Goldman Sachs, and then Morgan Stanley. And wouldn't you know it, Barclays is right there as number 9, and these are all companies that the Rothschilds are deeply invested in, perhaps even the major stockholders. And then there's U.S. Bancorp, then HSBC. We're not even in the top 20 yet. The Bank of New York Mellon. Wow. Anyway, they're all there. And look at that. Number 18, Rothschilds, State Street Corporation, Boston, Massachusetts. $171,494,202. Invested there. Well, that's the way that goes. So it just continues and it continues. All right. Back to the discussion here. Before setting up Valar, no. Let's read it. So Rothschild has the nerve to call up anyone, and what's interesting is he's taken seriously, said Michael Rawlinson. I don't see whether that's interesting that he's taken seriously. I think that if anyone received a call, including me, from Nathan Rothschild, I've put down my coffee and extinguished my cigarette and listened to what Nathan had to say. All right? I would, as I certainly would. Ivan Glasenberg or Oleg Deripaska, they've come from nothing. They're not impressed by posh blokes. But before setting up Valar, Rothschild worked at hedge fund firm Atticus Capital LP in New York, which generated almost $7 billion for its investors. Most of the Atticus funds were wound up last year after the founder, Timothy Barakat, decided to spend more time with his family, no doubt, in Israel. Rothschild said his work at Atticus immersed him in commodities, which became his strongest suit. He also got to know some of the industry's most influential people. It really helps to have a name that opens doors and closes sales. He doesn't have to schlep along with the rest of the Joes in school and work his way up on the stock floor and get all the way up. Now he just goes and creates a company, all right? He takes out his Rolodex and lets his fingers do the dialing. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy. He has an unparalleled range of contacts, says Monk, Barrick's founder and chairman. Certainly, being a Rothschild does help, but opening a door, if you're an idiot, it's a single event. He has shown talent. So it takes more than just opening the door to become a success. He has talent, apparently, according to Mr. Monk, Barrick's founder. When we come back, I'm going to share with you somebody else who has talent. His name is Gustavus Myers. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, and welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, December the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, went through a little bit of a basket of news, not too much on that, kind of focusing on banks, banking, and the Rothschilds behind it all. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. But anyway, as we were coming into the top of the hour here, mentioned a fellow named Gustavus Myers. Received a very interesting book we're going to talk about in a moment from one of our listeners, Bill. Sent a hardbound copy to me. We'll go back into this. Shared a little bit of that with you on Friday. We're going to spend some time in there today. I have a little pamphlet here in front of me by Dan Noyes, the Center for Investigative Reporting, published by the Mother Jones magazine, titled Raising Hell. It's a citizen's guide to the fine art of investigation. These are the muckrakers, all right? These are the muckrakers, a David Leishman and Eleanor Oberziel, okay? You might have a little bit of Hebrew in there. Anyway, photographed by Lincoln Steffens, by Edward Weston, photographs of Ida Tarbell, Upton Sinclair, Drew Pearson, courtesy of the Bettman Archives, and so on and so forth. This introduction by Mark Doey, the publisher, and I keep looking throughout this book, and I must have it in here someplace. Here we go. Maybe it's on the back. And this book is published by the Foundation for National Progress and was prepared with the assistance of Michael Miller, Arnold Levinson, and Lori Lieberman. Wow. Anyway, but these were the muckrakers, all right? The muck starts here, they say. I'm not going to tell you who I am, the caller shouted angrily through the phone. I'm a farmer out here. I don't support everything you guys are doing, but you better look into this. These guys are coming in, buying farmland. And they're willing to pay 30% more than the market value, it's going to raise up my taxes and force me out of business, and I want you guys to do something about this. And this is the way that their telephone calls at this center often worked, all right? Here's an introduction by Mark Dowie, publisher Mother Jones. One evening, as she was approaching her 100th year, Mary Harris, also known as Mother Jones, was introduced to a college convocation as a great humanitarian. When she took the podium, she hollered, "I'm not a humanitarian, I'm a hellraiser." And that's where our title comes from. Mother Jones was one of the most effective organizers of her time. She organized anti-child labor marches to Washington, mine workers' unions, prison reform groups, and protests against the Spanish-American War. She was effective not only because she organized, but because she knew where to strike. And she knew where to strike because she knew how to investigate, uncover corruption, and expose the weak spots of power. And this book is about her art. And that's what we're talking about for a few moments today. It's the idea of becoming an investigative reporter rather than a teleprompter reader. This book by David Lance Goines has been in my library since 1999. And it's a chronicle of the free speech movement coming of age in the 1960s and published by the 10 Speed Press out of Berkeley, California. And there's a whole gob and a bunch of information that you can learn by reading this particular book. Bob Dylan's All of the Lyrics are here. Come gather round people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have grown and accept that it soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide open. The chance won't come again. Be right back. Bob Dylan. Times are changing, 1963.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so there's oftentimes a story behind the story, and sometimes it helps if we understand the story behind the story. And as Chris Kemp began on his broadcast on Orion on Sunday, he's getting into some area that a lot of people would just as soon not tread. I commend him for it. But of course, we had a lot of discussion about the riots in London, and having had some minor experience myself in the free speech movement and the anti-Vietnam protest time period and the flower children and all of that flower power stuff, having been a bit of a hippy-dippy weatherman myself in the day, I can understand and appreciate where this book is coming from, the free speech movement coming to age in the 1960s, right on top of my life here. Here they come, he begins, get ready, don't link arms, go limp and make them carry you, do not resist in any way. All you have to tell them is your name and be sure to ask for a lawyer and a phone call. Does everybody have a dime? Don't answer any other questions. When you telephone, call Arrest Central. give your own name and the names of everybody with you and say where you are. We want to keep track of everybody. Make sure you've taken anything sharp like pens and pencils out of your pockets. Take off your buttons. The sharp pins could stick you. Girls, make sure you've taken off any dangling earrings. No tied scarves. Take off your necklaces or bracelets. If you have any, you see any instances of brutality, get the officer's badge number. Just the kind of things that you know on the street. If you're going to start messing around with a line of riot cops. Okay. These people took the building they were going after. The cops start with the people nearest the elevator and methodically work their way down the tightly packed crowd. I'm about two-thirds of the way down the hall leading singing. It's amazing. I can remember every word to every song I've ever heard. Usually I have trouble and bogged down after a verse or two. Not this morning. Civil rights songs, Christmas carols, lead belly songs, chain gang songs, spirituals, folk songs, anything I can think of that has a call and response. It don't matter. What's important is that we keep on clapping and singing. Everybody's excited, but it's a fragile sort of excitement. Some of the girls look like they're about to cry. That would never do. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree standing by the water, we shall not be moved. There is a method to the madness. Certainly David Lance Goines is a bit of a muckraker. And so is this fellow, Gustavus Myers. But just like Gustavus Myers so many years before Goines, so many years before Myers, Mother Jones, Gustavus Myers has a background we need to be aware of, all right? Gustavus Myers, born 1872, lived until 1942, was an American journalist and a historian who published a series of influential studies on capital formation. His name is associated with the muckraking era of American literature. Biography, this off Wikipedia. Early years, Gustavus Myers was born on March the 20th of 1872 in Trenton, New Jersey, the son of Julia Hillman and Abram Myers. Career? In 1891, Myers went to work as a reporter for the Philadelphia Record, leaving the next year for New York City, where he remained for the rest of his life. In the 1890s, Myers became a member of the People's Party, commonly known as the Populists. Go back and look at the 1890s. Go to your dictionaries, encyclopedias, and begin to study the Populists. Know something about them. What were their platforms? Who were their leaders? What did they do? What did they accomplish? Later, he joined the Socialist Party of America, the SPA. So many of these hellraisers, so many of the people in Berkeley, California, so many people in San Francisco and Seattle were themselves socialists. The day I had the opportunity of spending an afternoon visiting with Jane Fonda while we waited to be joined by Tom Hayden before a rally that was going to be held in the Masonic Temple on Pike Street in Broadway in the city of Seattle. I, at the time, was writing for the local school newspaper that I was attending. And I was asked to ask Jane Fonda whether she was or whether she was not definitively a communist. Of course, she asked me if I knew anything about communism, and I had to admit, shamedly, that I didn't. And she says, well, before you call anybody a communist, you ought to at least find out something about it. I would suggest you go to the library and get a copy of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, which I did. Didn't ever make it to the rally, went back to my apartment, and I busied myself studying the Communist Manifesto. And that was about 1971 or thereabouts. Continuing here, in the decade of the 1910s, Myers emerged as a leading scholar of the American Socialist Movement when he authored a series of volumes for Charles H. Caron Company, the country's largest publisher of Marxist books and pamphlets. Between 1909 and 1914, Myers published three volumes of The History of a Family Wealth in the United States, one volume on the same topic for Canada, and a history of the Supreme Court of the United States. These publications were frequently cited and used in an academic setting for several decades, with Myers' History of the Great American Fortunes revived in a single-volume format in 1936. I have to tell you, I have a 1937 hardbound edition in front of me, donated to our library by our listener, Bill, and I thank him for it. And I'm going to share some of the information out of this book with you this morning. But now, as it so happens, Myers split with the Socialist Party in 1917. So oftentimes, young people in fashion, wearing their anarchist gear and going to rallies and things like that, not being very well versed in the things of the world, get excited about and enthusiastic about where the action's happening, and they'll sometimes league up with others that they don't understand. Sometimes people thinking they're doing the right thing will march with Dr. King and take a blast from a water cannon or two. Maybe they'll, you know, march and protest in support of Rosa Parks and not have any idea of the Boulay in the background, the Prince Hall Masons, etc. Right? A lot of things we get swept away in doing in our lives because we don't stop first, check with the dictionary, hit the encyclopedias, and ask around. But Myers again split with the Socialist Party in 1917 over the Socialist Party of America's position against American intervention in World War I. And in 1918, Myers contributed to the American war effort by publishing a book attacking what he called Germany's sinister propaganda, entitled The German Myth, The Falsity of Germany's Social Progress Claims. Myers received a Guggenheim Fellowship in 1941, which he used to write a book entitled The History of Bigotry in the United States. Myers died before the work could be published, however, with Random House releasing the only work after his death. And it continues. But I received this book last week, late, and I spent an enjoyable weekend reading it. I'm not done yet. But it is fascinating. It's going to bring another side of the story. Gustavus Myers is a muckraker, but he was far more than that. This is out of the preface to the 1936 edition. When the research on history of the great American fortunes was originally undertaken, I was in no sense a radical. This is the author. Okay, this is his preface. I was in no sense a radical. My state of mind was that of a political reformer, and some years were to elapse before I grasped the significance of the economic considerations and changes. Gustavus Myers, much like many of the bloggers today, on the path of truth.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And reaching out to our international audience, folks, you can call in if you like at 866-841-1065. Let's just jump across the border, go to Quebecois and visit with our friend Jeff in Montreal. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Good morning, my friend. You know, how do you explain for the paradigm of people locked in the Zionist paradigm or the Jew bashing paradigm? Explain that. Well, is that a byproduct of the Faustian or Fabian society or Machiavellian group? What's going on?
As far as revealing what Zionism is, so that people are well aware of the fraud that it is, or what?
No. I'm talking about the Jew bashing that goes on Oracle and in the chat room all the time. It seems like the Jews are the only problem in the world. Is that true? Are Jewish people causing all the problems in China right now? Is it Rothschild, just one guy?
Actually, what I've said many times in the past, Jeff, is that there's like, you visualize this brass ring of power, all right? And power, as Henry Kissinger said, is the greatest of aphrodisiacs. And so whenever somebody gets it in their heart to gain power or influence, and make an attempt to reach up for that brass ring of power, they'll almost immediately sense the presence of someone else's hand on their wrist, helping them reach there, or somebody with their hand on their elbow. And so power doesn't know any sect, it doesn't know any tongue, it doesn't know any tribe, and it doesn't know any creed. However, over the last 100 years, especially, we have had a major drive by a limited number of people seeking power that do have distinctly Jewish background, and especially banking interests. However, if you go up on the Rothschild's own website and or any of the banks that I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, and you look at your directors, board of directors, you'll find that there is a pretty good mix of just about, again, every tongue, every tribe, every creed, and every religion. And part of that is by design. If we go back and look at the influence of the Jesuits and how powerful they were, they would bring in anybody from anywhere. And the Masons the same. It's the brotherhood of man. So they're all advancing the same agenda. And it's an international organization, or the Internationale with an L and an E on the end.
But the Jew bashing is a distraction, wouldn't you agree? It's like blaming one's own miserable life on your neighbor when your neighbor has nothing to do with your life whatsoever. So I think people need to take responsibility for their own lives and look at their own simple, distorted lives before they begin to bash another race. And if you are not part of if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, as they say. So this Jew bashing continues on.
Do you consider
black people?
Jeff, do you consider
bashing Zionists? on the air.
Jeff,
we might as well just,
Jeff,
you know what?
Hold on a second. Jeff, if I may speak, please. Do you consider the Jews to be a race?
Yeah, I consider them to be people, human beings like me, and I think we all need to treat each other the same way, with respect and reverence, when it's possible, and when it's not possible to point out people's shortcomings. Perhaps that might be what we have to do here in this particular situation, because I think that blaming the Jews for your problem is like saying Jesus Christ is for Christmas. It's retarded. It's silly. It's childish, it's ignorant, it reveals how stupid one is. It's like swearing because you don't have an adjective to put in the sentence because you're too stupid to fill out the sentence without, you know, with a word. So you have to swear. So, guys, really, seriously, get off the Jew bashing wagon. It makes you look small. And get off the Alex Jones bashing. It makes you look small and it leads people to Alex Jones. You morons.
Well, you
have a good day, Will.
You brought him up. Yeah. Anyway, so no, it is definitely not a race. It most certainly is a belief system. It's an ism, Judaism, and so you can track that out and then study the Talmud a little bit and find out about them. Reverend Ted Pike has done a lot of good research on that. So has Tex Mar and many other people. So look at it from the standpoint of what it is. It most certainly is not a race. And as we know, 70% or better of the people that occupy Israel and call themselves Jews are not. They are the Ashkenazim, Ashkenazic, and perhaps even Hittites as well. So there's all of that. Now back to the text. Good sidebar, though, Jeff. I appreciate your call and point of view. So again, this is the preface out of the 1936 edition of The History of Great American Fortunes by Myers. And in the reading of this entire text, you'll find that most assuredly not all wealth generation and American fortunes in this country were amassed by Jewish people. But again, when the research on the history of the great American fortunes was originally undertaken, the author's Gustavus Myers writing, I was in no sense a radical. My state of mind was that of a political reformer. And again, a hellraiser, if you will, a muckraker. But he was a truther, all right? And the way that he prosecutes this entire book underlines that. But continuing, I grasped the significance of economic considerations and changes. In the course of research upon my the history of Tammany Hall, now here he's after the Irish, okay, I had come across some documentary facts which severely shattered the inculcated conception that, with an exception here and there, the great private fortunes were unquestionably the result of thrift and sagacious ability. All right? So yes, that's true. You have to look at the individual that's involved, whether that be Lloyd Blankfein or Cohen his boss or whomever. Timothy Geithner, Benjamin Bernanke. Right? In the course of my research, again, he came across some documentary facts which severely shattered the inculcated conception that, with an exception here and there, the great fortunes were unquestionably the result of thrift and sagacious ability. When the history of Tammany Hall was finished in 1900, I decided to devote further years to exploratory research upon the actual genesis and development of great American fortunes and proceeded in that work. But up to and at that time, the fashion of romanticizing and eulogizing the careers of men of great wealth was fixed in the publishing world, okay? So again, this is at a time where we find ourselves today, the similarities just 100 years distant are profound. We have a very small cabal, very few of them Irish, that control the media, right? Bloomberg on down. A very small cabal. And they eulogize one another in their media. And it makes it out such that, you know, you rarely ever will hear anything on Bloomberg, and this is the one website that I go to each and every morning to prepare for these broadcasts. You'll never find a down-home story about John and Jane getting by in Averageville. It don't happen. And this is exactly what Gustavus found in his research. Up to that time, at that time, the fashion of romanticizing and eulogizing the careers of men of great wealth was fixed in the publishing world. Volumes had been issued presenting the magnates, the barons and the tycoons, the robber barons, as marvels of achievement and as models for emulation by American youth. Naturally, therefore, I was desirous of attaining whether a work which told the truth would have any chance of publication. He found it hard to publish in his time, and we find it hard to publish today.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so once again, we find it's very, he's coming into this part of this introduction, his preface, and he's sharing with you that a little bit about his journey trying to get this book published. To this end, after I had continued my research, I wrote to several leading New York publishers. The head of one of the oldest established houses wrote to me on November the 12th of 1901. All right, put this in the time period. We're 109 years back. And this is his reply. The reply he got. He sent in a request is whether they would publish his book. He doesn't mention the name. My dear sir, I'm obliged to you for the suggestion in your favor of the 11th instance concerning the publication of the volume you have in plan, which would present a history of the great American fortunes. I judge that such a volume, prepared with adequate knowledge of the materials to be considered and with proper literary skill, ought to prove of no little popular interest. I doubt, however, whether blank would be the best people to handle effectively such a book as you have in mind. It seems to me, and I find on this point my partners are in accord with me, that if the narratives were presented with accuracy, they must of necessity contain certain statements or data which would be considered objectionable by the present representatives of the families concerned. This firm would be unwilling to print any book which could be criticized as incorrect or as attempting to whitewash more or less unsavory careers. When you're after the truth, you're after the truth. I can think of myself more as an equal opportunity hater, you know. I hate liars, cheats, and thieves wherever I encounter them. I really dislike stupidity. When I find it in myself, it reviles them. It just turns my stomach. And I go to work to eradicate that, if at all possible, the same with ignorance. Continuing, they would also, however, be unwilling to associate their imprint with any volumes which would give cause for offense to living persons who are, as a rule, entirely free from responsibility in regard to the actions of their ancestors. As a practical example, it would not be possible to present the career of Jay Gould, look him up, Jay Gould, without describing in pretty plain English certain noteworthy undertakings in which he was concerned. On the other hand, we should be entirely unwilling to print anything that could possibly cause offense to his daughter, Helen Gould, who is one of the best citizens of this country. Quote, it seems to us that this difficulty is fatal, at least as far as our connection with your work is concerned. It is very possible that some more enterprising or less scrupulous house might be ready to give favorable consideration to the plan. I am yours faithfully, blah, blah, blah. And then he received numerous letters like that. He gives another example. We don't need to go there. He then continues, he says, I do not need to point out the attempt to hold me out to the financial rewards that would follow from presenting the conventionally alluring account of the careers of men of great wealth. In other words, if you're willing to sell to the public the hogwash, the eyewash, and the gloss, why, you could have, wow, maybe your own radio station. Maybe you could have your own satellite dishes. Maybe you could have, you know, your own newspaper, or maybe you could be a wealthy man. But if you tell the truth, you're unwelcome even in your own house. The writer of this letter, who thus proposed to have me inform the ambitious as to how to repeat the process of making great fortunes, later became a noted figure in our national life, and after his death, a highly laudatory book was written about him. Okay? So it's not easy. And then he continues. Now, this is the preface to the 1909 edition. In writing this work, my aim has been to give the exact facts as far as the available material allows. Necessarily, it's impossible from the very nature of the case to obtain all the facts. It is obvious that in both past and present times, the chief beneficiaries of our social and industrial systems have found it to their interest to represent their accumulations as the rewards of industry and ability, and have likewise had the strongest motives for concealing the circumstances of all those complex and devious methods which have been used in building up such great fortunes. In this, they have been assisted by a society so constituted that the means by which these great fortunes have been amassed have been generally lauded as legitimate and exemplary. I'm telling you, I've read this, some of this book, and he cuts to the bone. And everything that he says is footnoted and documented to official sources. Kind of like Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. The possessors of towering fortunes have hitherto been described in two ways. And you wonder, how come is it that when our young people go to school today, they come home and they haven't a clue, really, about what happened in the past? And how come is it that when we went to school ourselves, whatever decade you went to school and got a graduation degree from, that you too were subject to the same? Why, it's because the glossators have been at work, and they've been at work since the founding and from before that. And if you want truth, you'll have to dig to find it, because it's not going to be out there on the street corner. The possessors, again, of towering fortunes have hitherto been described in two ways. On the one hand, they've been held up as marvels of success, as preeminent examples of thrift and enterprise and extraordinary ability. More recently, however, the tendency in certain quarters has been diametrically the opposite. This latter class of writers, intent upon pandering to supposed popular appetite for sensation, pile up exposure upon exposure and hold up the objects of their diatribes as monsters of commercial and political crime. Neither of these classes has sought to establish definitely the relation of the great forces, fortunes to the social and industrial system which has propagated them. Consequently, these superficial effusions and tirades, based upon a lack of understanding of the propelling forces of society, have little value other than as reflections of a certain aimless and distorted spirit of the times. I think this is some of what Jeff was pointing to, an aimless and disordered spirit of the times. With all their volumes of print, they leave us in possession of a scattered array of assertions bearing some resemblance to facts, which, however, fail to be facts inasmuch as they are either distorted to take shape as fulsome eulogies or as wild, meaningless onslaughts. Could mention the Bullhorn Boy at that point, appropriately. They give no explanation of the fundamental laws and movements of the present system, which have resulted in these vast fortunes, nor is there the least glimmering of a scientific interpretation of a succession of states and tendencies from which these men of great wealth have emerged. With an entire absence of comprehension, they portray our multimillionaires as a phenomenal group whose sudden rise to their sinister and overshadowing position is a matter of wonder and surprise. They do not seem to realize for a moment what is clear to every real student of economics, that the great fortunes are the natural, logical outcome of a system based upon factors, the inevitable result of which is the utter despoilment of the many for the benefit of the few. And the preface continues. It's illuminating. It's interesting and very good reading. Let's go over here and welcome our next caller. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
Well, I'm doing as good as I can be.
Well, I'm very much interested in this topic here. So I went up on that Wikipedia website and was looking at Gustavus Meyer's entry there, and it talks about the members of the People's Party. And when I click on that, I find that it goes into another Wikipedia article, the People's Party, and it gives a year of 1891. And so I was kind of interested in that. So I went to my set of 1903 Encyclopedia Britannicas, and I went to the index and trying to find this entry in here. But the only thing I'm finding here is a People's Charter. And so then I turned to that actual entry in the encyclopedia, and it's actually under Chartism.
Yes.
And Chartism was a movement for radical reform in English politics, which originated in 1838, reached its culminating point in 1848, and collapsed the same year. It took its name from the People's Charter, or National Charter, the document in which the scheme of reform was embodied. The Reform Bill of 1832 left a large class of the population, especially the working men, dissatisfied. Accordingly, in 1838, after an unsuccessful attempt to initiate a scheme of more radical reform in the House of Commons, six of the most advanced members of the House had a consultation with the deputies of the Working Men's Association, the result being the appearance of the People's Charter, which embodied in the six following points the program, WME, their party. The
and
first
there,
one
and,
is
and
annual.
There, and there's a difference, you know, when they use that program, they're really talking about something that's bigger than just program. A program is really it's the beginning of an ism, and it needs to be understood in that context. So when we say the program of action for the 21st century sustainable development, Agenda 21, we're talking about building an ism, a platform for a belief system, the belief that the earth needs to be protected from man. But hold it right there, Jason. We'll bring you back up on the other side of this break. Stay tuned, folks. Much more to come.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back once again and picking up where we left off. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, so we're talking about the six following points, of the programs of their party. The first one was annual parliaments. The second one was universal suffrage. The third one, vote by ballot. The fourth one, abolition of the property qualification for membership of the House of Commons. The fifth one, payment of members. The sixth one is equal electoral districts. And so there's two things that stick out in my mind here is universal suffrage and the abolition of the property qualification for membership. And so I'm trying to think back into history. When did these two concepts come on at us here in the United States?
Well, give those two again.
Universal suffrage and the abolition of the property qualification for membership. And so I'm thinking, you know, when did we have the abolition for property qualification for voting in this country?
Well, this is part of what Gustavus brings out in this book. even though you might think about it from the standpoint of universal suffrage or an absence of property qualification, even until today, with the established two-party political system having a stranglehold virtually on our system of representative government, one would be pressed to find any time where we actually had universal suffrage or an absence of property qualification other than just de facto glosses that are intended to conceal greater truths. And especially in the presence of the electronic voting device, which, by the way, is unconstitutional in Missouri, with the presence of those units, the integrity of the vote is further compromised in that the numbers can be manipulated after the ballot has been cast electronically, and none but the greatest of technocrat would be able to discern the deception. So that's really difficult. But if you want to put it on the map, we could go back to the writings of François Guizot in his History of the Representative Government of Europe, and in there we find there are certain pillars absolutely essential to have a representative system of government, the first plank being a publicity. Now, publicity is not necessarily the same as the media. Publicity is open knowledge of what is being done and what is being suggested by the representatives so that the people are aware of what they are basically about to be saddled with from the standpoint of law, legislation, etc. Publicity. We used to have, at one time, three readings of every piece of legislation required on the floor before it could be considered for a vote. That had to be set aside when the length of the legislation became extreme and it was shortened to a bill summary. And now I think that only a bill, it would be dependent upon the rules of the House, and you know they are subject to change by the Speaker's discretion, but I believe now they only have to state the bill title three times. And so much of that is gone. Publicity is out of the way. Most of the things, like Nancy Pelosi said, you'll have to pass it before we even know what's in it. Second of that, then, is a vote. You've got to have a ballot, a free and open vote, whether that be by the representatives or by the people, in order to be able to claim a representative system of government. And third, there needs to be clear separation of powers between the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. But of course, ever since we allowed our legislative bodies to be overwhelmed by the Uniform Law Commission and all of the legislative bill drafting agencies all across America, when the lawyers moved in, when the Bar Association moved in, they then began working with lobbyists and private organizations as a public-private partnership to shape the legislation before it ever got to the House. And so we have not really got a separation of powers in the Post-Administrative Procedures Act time period. Even the executive, the administrative branch, has become so clouded that we could say that Barry the Usurper may as well be a president of this country, because he's the president of a corporation that has no resemblance in the de facto to the de jure constitution underlying it. But, you know, those are just some of the first things that come to mind.
All right. You got me there thinking, so I'm going to have to
As far as People's Party and populism and the popular party that they're talking about here, you're going to have to know that that was probably about as profound in their day with what Gustavus Myers was doing as was, let's say, the Ron Paul Revolution, the R-Evolution. And so we wouldn't expect to see that in an encyclopedia maybe as many as 10 or 15 years out until we see the outline of that and its impacts going forward into the Tea Party and things like that. So the Republican Libertarian Caucus probably won't make it into any encyclopedias, and the encyclopedists are, again, filters, and not everything is found there. That's one of the reasons why we start in the dictionary, then go off to the encyclopedias, then follow the bibliographies, track down the authors, and read the authors, because when we read the authors, we'll get a lot more of the information, and if we're fortunate, we may even get enough footnotes to be able to start tracking through the actual record. But good points, good points.
All right, thank you, Will.
All right, thanks for calling in, and let's go back to the discussion. Now, we're not going to have time to really get into the meat of his book or continue into our study of interstate commerce. We will tomorrow. Laying out some of this, I don't want to have to come back to it over and over again, so it'll be put into the archives for us. But again, for more than a quarter of a century, Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes, has stood unassailed as a document that has recorded and made national history. As a source book, it has provided materials and reputations for many writers of the first rank. This is the publisher's note. When The History of the Great American Fortunes was written in 1909, America was on the threshold of a flourishing iconoclastic era. The post-Civil War industrialization of the country had produced financial titans who inspired a literature of glorification. With the turn of the century, popular revulsion to the saccharine phrases of the newly emerged plutocracy brought into favor a new and opposite type of writer. The reaction against panegyrics and in behalf of the multimillionaires took form in clamor against the malefactors of great wealth, quote unquote. The books and articles of crusaders like Ray Stannard Baker, Ida Tarbell, Lincoln Steffens, Herbert Casson, and Charles Edward Russell found immense public support. And if you remember from our little Raising Hell pamphlet here, they list them as well. Lincoln Steffens, Ida Tarbell, Upton Sinclair, Drew Pearson, etc. Okay? So the muckrakers look back to this book, no doubt, as a source of inspiration. No one has yet challenged a single fact in Mr. Myers' work. Every statement is made with the authority of a corroborated and proven evidence. This is why it's so important, you know, it's so important, folks, to always make sure that you give plenty of citations for the things that you claim. At no time did he indulge in tirades against personal traits, dispositions, or temperaments. He was not concerned with the good or the bad qualities of the individual founders and perpetrators of great fortunes. His only interest was in the means whereby great fortunes were acquired and the purchases or purposes for which they were used. Where the vogue has for more lurid revelations of gigantic scandals has long passed, the research and conclusion drawn in the history of the great American fortunes have withstood every test of time. The book has the same vitality and accuracy it had in the first decade of the book, the first decade of the 20th century. Moreover, the additions to bring this work completely up to date, to make it a definitive history of the fortunes that have been amassed during and since the World War, and that would be the First World War, in order to record the changes that have taken place during the last 25 years, Mr. Myers has made addenda and extensive revisions to every chapter of his book. Old fortunes are examined in their rise or fall. New ones are introduced and analyzed with the same objective scrutiny. This edition of The History of the Great American Fortunes is therefore an entirely new book, retaining all of its original importance and acquiring even greater significance by the inclusion of the data hitherto revealed. John Chamberlain has said of Mr. Myers' book that it is a classic, a masterpiece of digging in the archives. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.